June the 18th, Your Redeemer, Isaiah 54, 5. Jesus, the Redeemer, is wholly ours and is ours forever. All the roles of Christ are held on our behalf. He is King for us, Priest for us, and Prophet for us. Whenever we read or hear a new title of the Redeemer, let us appropriate him as ours under that name as much as under any other. The shepherd's staff, the father's rod, the captain's sword, the priest's mitre, the prince's sceptre, the prophet's mantle, all are ours. Jesus has no honour that he will not utilise for our exaltation, and he has no power that he will not exercise for our defence. His fullness of Godhead is our unfailing, inexhaustible treasure house. His manhood also, which he took upon himself for us, is ours in all its perfection. Our gracious Lord communicates to us the spotless virtue of his stainless character. He gives to us the meritorious quality of his devoted life. He bestows on us the reward obtained by his obedient submission and unceasing service. He makes the spotless garment of his life our covering beauty, the shining virtues of his character our ornaments and jewels, and the superhuman meekness of his death our glory. He passes on to us his manger, from which to learn how God came down to man, and his cross, to teach us how we can go up to God. All his thoughts, emotions, actions, utterances, miracles, and intercessions were for us. He travelled the road of sorrow on our behalf, and he has made over to us the full results of all the labours of his life as his heavenly legacy. He is now as much ours as before. He's not ashamed to acknowledge himself as our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 2:16, even though he is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, 1 Timothy 6:15. Christ is our Christ, everywhere and every way, forever and ever, most richly to enjoy. By the power of the Holy Spirit, call him your Redeemer this morning.